Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello again, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader Podcast, and it's a real treat to have as my guest a person I have admired for years. His name is Philip Van Hooser. Phil is a trusted advisor to major U.S. companies and an award-winning keynote speaker and author. For over 30 years, Phil has been showing business owners, entrepreneurs, and company leaders how to plan, communicate, and execute their responsibilities while engaging and empowering the people they lead. Phil is a master storyteller and a Hall of Fame speaker, leadership trainer, and business writer. Phil has several books. His latest are We Need to Talk, Building Trust When Communication Gets Critical, and his second is Leaders Ought to Know. Phil grew up in Western Kentucky and moved around a bit, and now he and his wife Susan live back in Princeton, Kentucky, a small town you'll hear more about today. Well, Phil, good to see you back. Man, that was a great story about art and your first career and your first job and how you learned some lessons there. And I hope you'll have another good story for us in a minute. Before you do that, tell us about something that you're really grateful for today in your life since we've last talked.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you how thankful I am for a wonderful family. I've got three children. I've got a wife of 36 years and three grown children. I hit the in-law lottery. I've got three great in-law kids, and but I'm bragging these days on my grandbabies. I am so thankful for 9 healthy grandbabies and 9876543 2 1 and one that is still a zero, has not yet made it to her first birthday.
Gosh.
So there's stair steps literally all the way down, and they all live close enough that we get together on a regular basis. And I'm just finding that joy can be found in the most simple activities. And that may include a little girl sitting on my lap and rubbing my chin whiskers, or a little boy saying, go throw the ball with me, or whatever. I'm loving being a grandfather. So that's what I'm thankful for right now.
And I can't top. I have 5. I've never heard anybody have stair steps. That's amazing.
I sure do.
So Phil, tell us about another person that was a small-time leader in your life.
Well, Mike, when we talked earlier, and I had the opportunity to share with you about Art Malik and what a special person he was and what he taught me, et cetera, I could not mention Art without mentioning Jerry Brenda. Jerry was the individual who hired me in that first job. He worked and reported directly to Art, and I, in turn, reported directly to Jerry. And, you know, when you come into your first job right out of college, and for me, right off the farm, I'd never worked in what they call public works like that before, you know, everything is new. And Jerry was so patient with me. He saw something in me, and he told me over the years, he said, I knew you had it in you. He said, I knew your personality was such. I knew your work ethic was such. I knew you were creative and imaginative and a fairly good communicator. He said, I just knew you would do great things. He said, all you needed was proper direction. And he spent so much time helping me. When I did things right, he called positive attention to it. When I did things wrong, he redirected, and he was not hesitant about doing that at all. And the interesting thing, I was thinking specifically about this. The very first job evaluation, formal evaluation I ever got in my life, was at the 6-month mark in that first job. So I had my first, 180-day evaluation, if you will. And it went very, very well. In fact, I still have the written evaluation from it. I was so proud of it, you know, and you did good here. You're growing here. You're learning here. It was exceptionally good. And I got more money. So I was really, really happy, you know, but something happened right at the end of that first evaluation that I have never forgotten. 6 months in, he says to me, "Phil, this, you did great, et cetera. I'm really happy that you're here with us. And I doubt it that you'll be here 4 years from now." And it was just like a slap in the face, because I thought, now he's going to tell me that I've done something horribly wrong, you know, or I'm not capable of growing or whatever. And it hurt my feelings. And I said, "Jerry, just be straight with me. What am I not doing right?" He said, "I am being straight with you. You're doing everything right." He said, "And because you're doing everything right, I can already see that 4 years from now, you will have grown to the point that you will need to move on." He said, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here for a while." He said, "So my job as of right now is to prepare you for your next opportunity. And I'm not going to stand in the way, even though I'm going to hate the day that you go. I'm not going to stand in the way of your going because of how necessary it will be for your continuing growth and development." And at that moment, I appreciated that, even though I wasn't quite sure of that I understood it. But now, 40 years in retrospect, oh man, that was unbelievably important. And the interesting thing was, and I don't know if it was, I don't necessarily believe in coincidence. Maybe it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm not sure. But literally, 4 years and one day after I joined that company, I left that company to go to another bigger company with more responsibility. And Jerry and I laughed about that for the rest of his life. We stayed in close contact. He was a great friend and mentor, and I would run ideas by him for many years. And interestingly enough, in the last several years, he would call me and run ideas by me, even though he was late in his career, or even retired. We had this very special bond. And I think it was because I watched him invest in me from day one. And So again, little things in the moment that make a big difference over time. And I've got to think of Art that we talked about last, and I'm thinking about Jerry that we're talking about now.
Do you still talk with Jerry?
Unfortunately, Jerry passed away back in January of this year. He was a casualty of COVID and the lung pneumonia, et cetera. But even during those last days in the hospital, we were texting back and forth. And I had the opportunity to tell him how important he was to me. He had the opportunity to tell me how important I was to him. It's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life. It was a special relationship. And it all started with just a reporting relationship. That's all it was. And it grew from there.
Wow. Boy, the power of just someone acknowledging your possibilities is pretty incredible, isn't it? Just those little things people say about, "I won't see you in 5 years."
And the other thing is how many things we learn and then repeat with someone else. There's been others that I have told since then. They didn't know the Jerry story, but I've told them, "You need to be here about 3 years and be thinking what the next move will be." Or you need to be, even if you stay in the same job or in the same company, what your next challenge will be 3 years from now, or four or five or whatever it may be. I've literally taken that same approach that Jerry used with me and applied it to others.
Wow. Yeah. And I was about to ask you that, so you beat me to the punch on it. So that's, and I'm sure you, in your consulting work and your ability to advise other people on seeing, acknowledging others is important as well. When I work with leaders, I find there's three things that make a leader ready to grow, ready to kind of move to the next level. One is they give thanks, which we've heard you give thanks today. Sure. They give credit, like you credit to other people to help you, but also they give up. By that, I mean, they kind of, usually there's a point in their life they had to let go of something to do something they really needed to do. And it was a hard thing to do. You have any personal experience with anything like that? And when a time when you had to say, "Well, I really need to let go of something I love doing to get what I need to get done."
Mike, that is an excellent question, because so many of us think about the things that are easy to give, the things that are tough, and giving up something can be really, really tough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that comes quickly to mind for me is that when you start your own business and you have an entrepreneurial bent, if you will, and I certainly have, I started my own business 32 years ago, put my name on the business, you know, Van Hooser Associates. And when your name is right up there out front, my mom always said, remember who you are. So it was always really, really hard for me to relinquish control or relinquish a part of the business. I've had opportunities to write books with people. I've had opportunities to create projects or products with people. And I just wouldn't do it. I would find really creative excuses not to do it, but I just wouldn't do it primarily because I was afraid that I would not be in control of the end product. But about 12 or 13 years ago, I was approached by a good client of mine that wanted me to develop an online training because they had satellite operations all over the United States. And they liked what I was doing from a leadership development standpoint. They just couldn't bring everybody together all the time to do it. And they asked me, can you do it? Now, I stress, this is 12 years ago. This is before everything became so prevalent and the systems were so readily available. And before I knew what I said, yes, I can do that. And then I went, oh, heck, how am I going to do that?
I'm a consultant. I can do anything.
That very night, I called a dear friend of mine, was a technology expert, and I'd known him for 30 years. I knew the quality of individual he was. I knew the quality of his work. I called him up and I said, Martin, I've got an idea. I want to run it by you. And I gave him the schematic, if you will, of my idea. I said, tell me what you think of the idea. He said, I think it's great. He said, I think it'll work like a charm. I think you're ahead of your time. I said, great. I don't know how to do it. Can I give you a piece of this business and you come in and be my technology expert and help my dream come to life? And he said, I'll call you back in 24 hours. And he called me back the next day. He said he and his wife had talked about it and prayed about it. And he said, we're in. And that's been 13 years ago now. And because I was willing to give up ultimate or complete control, I've been able to build another business along with people that I love and respect and trust. And we've been able to reach out and do things that I would have never been able to do individually had I not given up that particular thing and invited Martin to come involved. And I've since continued that, by the way. I'm writing books with people now, and I'm doing other projects with people because I see the value of collaboration. So that's what comes to mind when you ask me, what have I given up?
I know that well, being in business about the same amount of time, it is hard to do. So, Phil, thanks so much for sharing your story about Art and Jerry, and especially Jerry, how he taught you to just acknowledging the promise in other people can change their lives, and having the courage to give up in order to do what we need to do in the future. Before we go, let's tell our guests, our listeners, a little bit about how to get in touch with you. And we'll have all this on the show notes, but any little plug you'd like to share?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, if someone's interested in talking to me, I speak and I train on the topic of leadership and leadership development and related topics, motivation, communication, team building, problem solving. I write on those same topics. I've published several books. But if someone would like to talk to me directly, there's basically two ways. They can reach us by email, of course, and it's simple, Phil, P-H-I-L, at my last name, Van Hooser, VanHooser.com, Phil@VanHooser.com, or just call the office, 270-365-1536, 270-365-1536. 36. You probably won't talk to me. You'll talk to Susan first. She's a whole lot more pleasant than I am anyway. And then she's my wife. And then Susan will get that message to me. And I promise I'll return the call. I'll look forward to that conversation.
And I would say a word about that. The best storyteller I've ever met, and probably the best storyteller you'll ever hear, is Phil. So give him a call, guys. If you need somebody for a keynote, somebody come in and do a breakout session, they'll still be talking about him long after he's gone. Thanks so much.
Thank you for what you're doing, Mike. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.